Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hey, friends. It is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is the second episode coming to you live from Rwanda. It is technically Monday morning in Rwanda now. It's 12:42 a.m. and I should be asleep because I need to be at our partner in the morning at 7:30 a.m., which means I need to leave by 7 a.m. and I'm awake right now at 12:42 a.m. We gonna see what's happening with that. No, we're not. I'm gonna do it because I'm supposed to do it. But tomorrow might be a good day for a nap. Which is definitely a part of self-care. So, if you're following me on socials, I posted about this first week in Rwanda and how that was. Which was pretty awesome. A few hiccups, a few bumps, but that's life, right? You get a few hiccups, you get a few bumps. It's how do you handle them and move forward. So, I'm still really excited. Really happy to be here, going on an amazing adventure, which, I mean, yeah, it's exactly what I asked for. Missing home, missing the people that I love a lot, the people that I would regularly see or have seen multiple times by now that I cannot see because there is an ocean, a literal ocean between us and some countries and a few states. And that's hard, but I am still here and still excited and still ready to keep it plugging, keep it moving forward. So, yay me. So, I'm going to give you 2 things to do in self-care based on my experience this past week. First thing I'm going to say, buy the comfortable shoes. So, I ended up getting shoes for the most part specifically for this trip. And I bought quite a few pairs of shoes from a brand of shoes that I don't normally buy. Hush Puppies. And when I tell you my Hush Puppy ballet flats, my Hush Puppy wedge heels, my Hush Puppy sandals have blessed me. They have done me right. They have handled these heels and this dust with just amazing grace and beauty. They have been super comfortable, super easy to walk in on both unpaved gravel roads and paved roads alike. And it's just a reminder to buy the good shoes. Oh, and my Crocs. Shout out to my Crocs. I got a pair of Crocs too. But they're not the traditional Crocs. I got the Croc tennis shoes. So, wear the good shoes. Wear the comfortable shoes. Wear the shoes that you can stand in for a long time unexpectedly. That you can walk in for longer than you intend to walk. That are supporting your back and your hips and your body. That have you at the end of a long day not being exhausted and hurting. So I am grateful that with all that I have done, because I've done quite a bit in this week, and there's been a lot of walking around and a lot of sitting and a lot of just things that are a little bit harder for me to do based on some of my health challenges, I've felt pretty okay. And part of it is because I've had good support on my feet. So get the good shoes. Get the good shoes. So that you can float, dance, tiptoe, walk, jump through life in comfort and style. Because they're also cute. My little shoes are cute. I got compliments on my little sandals today at brunch. So you don't have to forsake cute for comfort. You can have both. And for me, what I have 2 pair of like ballet flats. I have a tannish pair, tannish light brown, kind of flesh tone pair. I have a black pair. I have a pair of tan sandals and a pair of black sandals. I have my white Croc tennis shoes and I have my black Hush Puppy tennis shoes. And then I have this pair of like neutrally gray sandals And those are my shoes. That's all I got. I do not have access to my true collection of shoes that I have at home. But that was a good variety of shoes. That was, two brown, two black, or three black technically, because one pair of the tennis shoes is black, and then the white pair of Crocs. They're all lightweight, so they were very easy to pack, not taking up much space in the luggage, other than the wedge heels. The wedge heels are true heels, and so, you know, they did a little bit more work than the ballet flats did. But I'm very happy with my choices, and I know that they're going to get me through this trip in comfort and in style. So, wear the good shoes. That was lesson number one from this past week, because you may end up on an unpaved dirt and gravel road, and you don't want to bust your butt. The second thing, the real self-care tip, and that was a real self-care tip, right? But that's a lightweight one. The real self-care tip I want to focus on this week is, regardless of where you're at in life, regardless of what you're doing, maintain your connections with the people that you love. Even if you can't have them in the ways that you normally would, have them in the ways that you can, and let them feed your soul. So for me, I've been doing a ton of FaceTime calls. I'm FaceTiming my mommy almost every day. I just had a hour-long FaceTime with my cousin, who I love dearly. I'm FaceTiming with my god kids, with my friends and my niece and nephew and my sister in Lake Florida, my nephew for his birthday. And it has helped to bridge the gap. I've had a couple of days this week that were hard. Saturday, I felt really lonely Saturday. I was in the house all day, didn't do much. Cause my body is still adjusting, right? And I was just getting rest cause I was tired, and I paid attention to the fact that I was tired, cause this coming week is going to be a bit more structured than last week was. And so, you know, I let my body do what it needed to do, and I listened to it. But that also made me feel really isolated and lonely, cause you know, I'm living by myself right now, and this is my first week in a new country. And yes, I know people here. And I have the other people who are on the same fellowship that I'm on. But, you know, I can't be in their face every day, and they're not going to be in my face every day. Right? And in that feeling alone, I had a moment of feeling sad, right? Because I was like, you know, the people I love, my life is an ocean away, an ocean in some countries and a state or two away. And that's really, really hard. How do I connect? What do I do to make myself feel better? Because I can't go home. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to go home right now. I committed to this. I'm going to be here, right? So I'm not going to go home. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stew in my sadness. That's not healthy for me at all. So what am I going to do? I FaceTime my mama and I chatted with her and had a good conversation. And then I FaceTime with one of my other significant people. And we talked on the phone for like an hour. And it was what my soul needed. I went to bed with a smile on my face. It would have been better to connect, to hug, to spend time, to hang out. That obviously would have been the preferred choice. But when that wasn't possible, connecting via FaceTime and laughing and talking and sharing my day and talking about the things I'm excited about and I'm looking forward to and hearing the things I was missing in their life was enough to get me to today. And today was beautiful and full of people and full of love and full of new friendship and adventure in a place I'm so happy to be. And I was able to enjoy today because I did what I needed to do yesterday when it wasn't as enjoyable, right? And that's just a reminder. Like I used to say all the time, do what you need to do to be more than okay. Do what you need to do when you're feeling lonely, when you're feeling isolated, when you're feeling disconnected, for whatever reason. It's happened because of school before for me. It's happened because my anxiety has been active. It's happened because my depression has been active. It's happened because I was traveling. It's happened for a myriad of reasons. And I probably handled it in the healthiest way I've ever handled it yesterday. By acknowledging what I was feeling, which was lonely, and I was alone. And I am in transition and I am far away from everybody I care about, and there is no quick fix. I can't hop in a car real quick and go hug my godbabies or see my niece and nephew or drink tea with my friends. That's not possible right now. But I could call and connect and share and love on from a distance and see, right? Because FaceTime, the people that I love, or some people, some of the people that I love, and having that moment of connection was enough. It was enough. It could see me through that moment so that I could get to and enjoy today. So, in self-care, today in self-care, when you're feeling disconnected, isolated, alone, lonely, for whatever reason, make it a point to connect with the people who you care about the most deeply and who you know care about you, and keep trying to reach out until you can connect with someone, right? Because sometimes people aren't available. I tried to call my cousin a couple days ago and she wasn't available. Doesn't mean she didn't love me. Doesn't mean she didn't want to talk to me. She just wasn't available. That wasn't a slight against me. That's the reality of she's living her life too. But she called me back today and we had that hour and it was like the best hour ever. So give people grace in the process, right? Because they're going through life too. But keep reaching out until you can connect with somebody who helps you to feel better, who reminds you that you are loved, who puts a smile on your face when you see them. And let that carry you to the next moment because it can. So that's all I got. Those are the two self-care tips today. Get the good shoes and wear them. The comfy good shoes that support your body, that have you at the end of the day not cursing yourself for making these choices. And the same way you support your body, support your spirit, support your soul. And if you're feeling lonely or isolated or disconnected, do a little bit more than a phone call. FaceTime or, you know, Google Meets or WhatsApp video call or whatever other service you have. Don't just talk to, look at the people that you love. Share a bit of yourself with them and let them share a bit of themselves with you. And I promise you, it is more than enough to fill in the gaps. I love you so much. Make it a great day, week, month, year. And let this fourth quarter do what it needs to do. Support yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually in the process, emotionally, all those things. And do what you need to do to be more than okay. You deserve to be more than okay. Holla at you. See you soon. All right, here we are again with the second edition of the self-care soundtrack. So today in self-care, I listen to my worship mix. I have a super dope gospel, Christian, contemporary, whatever you want to call it, worship playlist. And I listened to that thing this morning, getting ready to go out. And it was good to my soul. Like, it really lifted my spirits. There are all kinds of artists on there. It's Kirk Franklin, Karen Clark Sheard, Kiara Kiki Sheard, Fred Hammond, House Fires. Who are those people? Why can't I think of their names? Hold on. Let me go to the playlist. I can actually just look at it, right, and tell you. David Crowder Band is on here. Gunger, Hezekiah Walker, Hillsong. KB, New Life Worship, United Pursuit and Will Reagan, All Sons and Daughters, Travis Green, Israel and New Breed, Planet Shakers, Fresh Start Worship, Tori Kelly. So wide array, right? But uplifting, spiritual, inspirational music. So what is your go-to worship song? What's a song that can get you together real quick, fast, and in a hurry? What's a song that can literally lift your spirits? Put a couple of those things together, make you a good worship playlist. Mine, I think, is about 2 hours long. I think. Oh, it doesn't tell me. think it's about 2 hours. Oh, I'll take that back. Mine is 3 hours and 45 minutes long. It is 37 songs. Add to yours as much as you need to get what you need. But that's my self-care soundtrack for the day. A good worship playlist with a wide variety of songs that renew my spirit. Actually, I'm going to add another song. Tamla Man, Take Me to the King. But do what you need to do. Get your worship playlist popping and listen to it to start your day. Get you in a good mood. Put you in a good place. That's all I got. Love you. Mean it.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.